Five keys to success in almost everything. No matter what you do, study for a career, work at a job or a profession, care for a home or a business, or nurture a family, these principles are often the keys to success. 1. Avoid distractions.
I was promoted into my current position after my boss suddenly quit. My first assignment was to plan a sales meeting for 75 employees on short notice. Meals, rooms, transportation, you name it. It was all on my shoulders. To avoid distractions, I turned off my personal phone and screened my office calls to see if they were urgent. What ordinarily might have taken me a week to plan took only 2 days. Teresa Bowles, Houston, U.S.
2. Prioritize.
I'm an emergency room nurse, and I love my job because every day and every case is different. However, nursing school was challenging for me. I had too many things on my plate. To keep my head above water, I had to learn to prioritize, to take care of the most urgent things first. It turns out, this was great training for the ER, where prioritizing patients' cases is a must. Paul Boucher, Montreal, Canada.
3. Persevere.
I'm a teen tour guide in the American West. On a recent trip, one girl, Lucy, had to deal with conditions that were personally difficult for her. She had always been afraid of snakes, and as luck would have it, she saw a snake outside her tent on the very first night. She wanted to go home, saying the trip wasn't worth it. The other girls convinced her to stay for one more day, and then one more day, and then just one more. Lucy could have gone home, but persevering till the end will be a key to her future success. Alex Moore, Boulder, U.S.
4. Maintain balance.
So I've got a high-pressure job in the financial industry. Some traders in the office work all night long. I was recently offered a promotion to the Asia desk, which could have doubled how much money I made. Because of the time difference, Asia trades take place in the middle of our Chicago night. And I started thinking about my 2-year-old twins, and hey, sometimes you just have to say no. In the end, I decided that no amount of money was worth losing that work-life balance for. So I turned it down. Peter Choi, Chicago, U.S.
5. Present a good image.
I'm a casual kind of guy, so I wore nice jeans and a gray tee every day to my entry-level job. Before long, though, I noticed my co-workers were moving up and I wasn't. My work was as good as theirs, so what was that about? An older colleague took me aside and said, "You should dress for the next job you want, not the one you have." Dressing and behaving like a manager made all the difference in the world. Look at me now, on the fast track to a job in management. Ethan Mark, Charleston, U.S.